You have heard all very patiently. One hour went in 2 minutes. I think that time is also over. But I should speak couple of minutes only, not so much. I was speaking there where we are staying in the house of Rajavalla Prabhu about the teachings of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. And in this I was today to explain about Guru, Guru Seva. But before this, I want to say something in very brief. That a reporter came in morning and he asked, what is your mission to come in these eastern countries? Are you different from the other religions here going on? I told him that God is one without second. He told true. I told him that if there are so many religions, and if there are so many gods, then they must have quarrelled themselves. If there are so many gods. But from the ancient history and epics, Bible or Quran or other books, we see that there is no quarrel between so many gods, if gods are so many. Never any quarrel, never any war or anything. As in this world, so many great wars are going on, but never war. I think there are so many reasons. I think also there are so many gods, no harm. There may be. But it is true that God is one without second, also this theory. And there are so many gods, this theory is also included in that. How? Why they were not quarreling and yet they are not quarreling? I think the reason may be that because except Krishna, all are shapeless. Without hands and feet. They are shapeless, powerless. There are no hands to struggle and fight, to quarrel themselves. Only Krishna, the Supreme Personality, has hands, mouths and feet and everything. So, they could not quarrel with Krishna because they were shapeless. They cannot take any weapon or any atom bomb or anything. Also, they have no power to create bombs and anything. This may be reason. Or one thing it may be that Supreme Personality of God is this one. Sometimes He comes in this world in part. Sometimes He may send His representatives. Like you have heard that Muhammad was a messenger of prophet. Also Isa was son of Jesus Christ, God Himself. Like Nrisimhadev, like Ramachandra, Sometimes he sends his parts like Ram, Nrisimha and Vaman. Sometimes his other manifestations he takes. So we see that all are one God, Khuda, or all manifestations of Krishna or God, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually one tattva. There are not so many. So this highest personality of Godhead comes in so many shapes for the benefit of this whole world. To save this world, to support and nourish and to bring them in proper line of love and affection, so that all can easily realize their own swarup. Swarup means identity and form. We should know it very vividly that we are not this spirit, this material body. We cannot take any part, anything from this world when we will die. We'll have to keep this body. Also this mind we'll have to keep. So, but we are struggling always for this material body, material happiness and all these things. By this, doing this, we cannot achieve peaceful in, peace in mind and also happiness in this world and after this world. Soul is eternal, God is eternal. So there is a relation between them, and that relation we have forgotten now, and we have now related to this body and mind, and we are actually doing everything for pleasure of this body. We are studying, we are becoming engineer, leader, scientist, businessman, so many things. We are marrying. Again, we give up that marriage, wife or husband. Again, we remarry. But never we will have, we see that. We are not happy in this thing. We are collecting all these things for, till we become old. We should be happy in our old days, because we have collected so many things. But see that in old days we become full of diseases. We cannot walk. Hair becomes white. There are no teeth now. And we cannot walk easily. And one day, giving up all things, this body and everything, we don't know where we go. The soul goes. So great personalities like Acharyas, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, our Gurudev, before that Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself, they descended to this world to give the way how they can realize their soul. And Krishna, he is so merciful. So in briefly I can tell that if you remember him and pray him by chanting Krishna name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, you can easily overcome the death and birth, sorrows and sufferings of this world. And a real pure devotion and love for Godhead will come, And then you will be qualified to greet a mission for making whole world happiness. And this was the mission of our whole Acharya and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. My mission is the same. But how we can have this? Raghunath Das Goswami, one of the Guru, he has told us, Gurau Goshthe Layesh. I want to explain one word, Gurau, here, in brief. Who is Guru? Who is a spiritual master who has realized? Who is he? What is soul? And who has realized the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he has also realized the relation between them, that is love and affection. And by thus, this, he has been renounced, has no attachment, any worldly attachment at all. He can play a role of householder, no heart. Like Janak and like all other Brajavasis, but they are really Guru. So in all epics it has been given the parichaya, the lakshan, symptom of Gurudev. So here he is telling Srila Raghunath Das Goswami about Sadguru. I'm going to give some examples for this. Perhaps you have heard Mahabharata story or seen in video, television. There was a boy whose name was Ekalabya, who went to Dronacharya, the preceptor of Pandavas and Kauravas. He was very expert in all kinds of knowledge, especially in archery. He was also a very knowledgeable person. He had so much knowledge, spiritual knowledge. But he was especially so much expert in archery. Eklabya went to him and prayed that, I want to learn archery from you. Please give me that knowledge. He refused totally. I cannot give this knowledge to you. Why? He did not told him the reason, but in his mind he thought that he is a very low class of person and he is not good person. He is a very bad class of person, and if I am giving this knowledge to him, he will ruin this whole world. He has no sahishnu, tolerance. He has no good qualities. He will ruin this whole world. So he rejected him. But he went in the forest and made a murti, a statue of his Dronacharya, and began to learn archery. And in few days, he became very expert. One day, Dronacharya went to this forest with his expert disciples like Arjuna and all others. He went in the same forest. There was a dog with him. Anyhow, he heard any voice and he began to bark. It was a very wonderful thing that in a second they saw the dog was not barking. Why? Because his mouth was full of so many arrows at a time. And he could not bark. All were wondering, oh, very expert person, who is he? Then they went there and saw, oh, there is a very young Jewak, young person, black, but very bold and very expert in archery. Dronacharya, who are you? My name is Eklabdha. What are you doing? I'm learning archery from you. Who is Guru? You are my Guru. Your statue is my Guru. Oh. Then now you have been very expert in this archery. But you have not given me Dakshina. Dakshina means? Contribution. No. That is called only Dakshina. You have not given anything. So you must pay something. Oh Gurudev, I can pay you as you like. What you will say, I will give it. Oh, then you should give your right hand toe. Thumb. Oh, what is toe? Feet. This thumb. And he at once took his sword and cut off his thumb and gave it to Gurudev. Gurudev told the son, I am satisfied. And taking this thumb, and he returned with his whole student. Some told that he was a very high level of devotee and disciple. But Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur told that he was not a pure disciple. It seems that he was, from the eyes of worldly eyes, that he was a pure devotee. He can give anything, this neck also. But actually he was not a pure devotee, not even a devotee. Not he was a third class bogus devotee also. He was out of this. He was a demon. To control and to defeat and to kill Arjuna and all others, he wanted to learn this archery. And at last we see in his life career, Krishna took his Sudarshan and killed him. Why? He began to fight with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he wanted to kill all devotees in the whole world. So Krishna at once took his Sudarshan chakra and murdered him. So if he was any very bona fide devotee and disciple, Krishna has never killed him. But now I see so many gurus have kept their disciples' name Eklabdha and they feel holy glory. You should know. We are not going to be a disciple like this. We should try to follow the words and orders of our Gurudev to fulfill his inner mood, then we can be disciples. What Guru wants? That he should love and do service of Krishna. They want to offer in the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the actually symptom of any Gurudev. He wants to give to his disciples. Now we can come in the AP case, Vaidhi case. We hear there was a disciple named Aruni. Aruni, yeah. He came to his Gurudev to learn Brahma Vidya, knowledge of Brahma, Brahma Jnana. He offered himself in the lotus feet of Gurudev. He told Gurudev, order that he used to stay for 25 years in my ashram and serve my family. He began to do like this. One day there was very rainy day. So much rain was going on and it was very cold day. He told his disciple that in the midnight that at once you should go to my farm. Heavy rain is coming. I think the wall paddy fields and to stop water, perhaps it has been broken. So you should go and make it again, so that water should not go anywhere to stop water. He went and told without any objection. Without objection. In the cold night, in rain, and he went there and he began to collect some mud and to make rebuild the wall. But he fell. It was also so cold that his body was becoming like snow, collapsing. But yet, he has to follow his guru words. At last, he slept there, like a wall there, where that was broken. And he checked the water. And thus it became morning. He did not return to his guru home. All were worried where he has gone. In the morning, in the dawn, there was some darkness, and Gurudev took Harikan, a lamp, and went there. Oh, Aruni, where you are? He was about to faint, his disciple. But anyhow, in a very lean voice, he told, Gurudev, I am here. What are you doing? I am sleeping here. I am lying down to protect the water, not to go out. Oh, come on. Anyhow, he picked up that and embraced and told, I have never seen a disciple like you who have obeyed me. Now you are qualified to have Brahma Gyan from me. This knowledge, supreme knowledge from me. And at once he kept his hand on the head of that disciple and he got, received all, he realized all kinds of Brahma Gyan. He began to see everywhere Brahma and in Brahma everyone. This was certainly a very pure disciple. But he received only Brahma Gyan. He was not perfect disciple. Also we see here, there was one more disciple and his name was Upamanyu. He was first class of disciple. He also went to his Gurudev Dhamya Rishi that I want to have Brahma Gyan, this very supreme knowledge. So I want this from you. I know that if anyone has this knowledge, perfect knowledge, he will be a perfect soul and he will realize his soul. And thus he will overcome from the death, births and sorrows and everything, all worldly calamities. Very easily he can do. He will never die, he will never take birth. His Gurudev also told, be established in my this ashram and you should graze my whole cows everywhere. Understand? He ordered to graze his cows and to protect and to serve his cows. He began to do this. One day he told that my dear disciple, I see that you are very pious. What you take in my ashram, I don't give you anything to eat. But I see that you are very fatty. How it is? He told that, I graze your cows, and sometimes when I am hungry, I take the milk of cows. Oh, you should not take. Never, never, never. You should not do this. You should go and suck the cow. He went again, and after some days, he called his disciple. Oh, I told you not to take milk from the cow, but yet you are fatty some and very healthy, wealthy. How it is? He told the Gurudev, when cows after grazing they speak very patiently, they chow, they chew, and some milk or some foam comes in their mouth. I used to take from all cows something, collect and take it. Then Gurudev, oh, you are not doing well. You are not obeying me. You should not take also this. But you will have to serve. Go and suck the cows and keep my orders. Obey my orders. He went again. After 1 month, he again called that boy, disciple, and told, oh, yet I am seeing what you are doing. You are still healthy. What you are doing? How you are living? He told any reply, but Gurudev told, you should not take anything from cows and serve. And after some days he came and returned. He called that sister, disciple, and he came totally blind. He asked, my dear disciple, how you became blind? He told that Gurudev, you told not to take the foam of cows, not the milk of cows, even anything from cows. So I took a kind of plant, and that plant has some in his lips, some like milk, but it is poison, very big poison, and it is called Akwan in India. Also, I have seen so many plants here also. If you break the lips, you will see that milk is coming. So I was doing like so, and they came in my eyes and I became totally blind. Now I fell in a well, but by your mercy, I was alive anyhow. You called and I came anyhow. I don't know who took out of the well. Then Gurudev kept his hand on his mercifully, that you have obeyed me. Now you are qualified. And I know that you can obey in future what I want. So I am giving you blessings that all Brahma Vidya should come in your heart. And you can realize what is Brahma and who are you. In this way, in ancient days we see that several devotees have served their Gurudev and they have received Brahma Jnan knowledge, which is very rare, which is very rare. But in India, we can see more high classes of devotees and disciples. Anyone slept and fell down? So, now we are coming down. We see Krishna and Sudama Vipra. Then, to have a knowledge in the school of Sandipani Muni, in the forest, he never took anything from any disciple, but he has one rule and regulation, that even a prince, a son of any king, and very poor person, they should come in one way, without shoe, without umbrella, without any fee, they should come in very ordinary way, simple way, and serve me and my cows, my everything. And then I will give this knowledge to them. Krishna Sudama went there. You know perhaps this story. They sat for so many days. One day, the wife of their Gurudev sent them in forest to collect some wood. But at once, a very big storm, cyclone came, and there was very cool day, and very big shower of rain was going on. There was no any way, no? They were seeing to come out of that forest. And it became night. They collected a heavy bojha, load of oats. And they were keeping on their head. Whole night they kept it on their head. If they are telling, there will be more weight in water. And there was no way where to go. Everywhere full of water. And in the cool day, whole night they were standing. Nothing to eat, nothing there was. In the last, in the morning, when it was some dark, Sandipani Muni came. Oh Krishna, oh Sudama, where you are? And Krishna told that, Guruji, I am here, we were here. What are you doing? Why you could not return to home? We are so much worried. Gurudev, it was so much heavy rain. We could not see the way to come. Everywhere water. Whole night we kept this bond of heap, wood in our head and we are standing. Gurudev told, come on with me. I am very much pleased. And at once he kept also the hand, his whole merciful hand. That all Vedic knowledge and everything should come at once in you. In 60 days, Krishna completed and 64 days, 64 hours. All kinds of art, Vedic art. But there is some more thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as a Jagat Guru. What he preached, what he gave to his disciples, Sarupa and Sanatana. Sarup and Dharmadhar. We can see in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, never has been given to any disciple this love and affection. He gave to Raramananda in the bank of Godavari, a very highest thing in any epic, which was never given. And that is called Raraman Sambhad. Rasaraj Mahabhav, he gave. It is very rare in this world. Never anyone has given. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reflected this thing in the heart of Srila Rai Ramananda. He also went to Prayag Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gave it to Rupa Goswami. And it is called Rupa Shiksha. He gave to Sanatana Goswami this Shiksha. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Jagat Guru. He is non-different from Krishna, Radha and Krishna conjugal. Came in the shape of Sakinandan Gaurhari. And his real disciples were Rupa Sanatana and all the Goswami. He gave his whole mercy in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Srila Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami taught everything to Raghunath Das Goswami. What he taught, Srila Raghunath Goswami has given this thing to us. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami collected all these things in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we are telling something. Guru Goste, we should love and serve in very Vishramha mood. Vishramha mood means? Intimate, like independent friend to Gurudev. How this is Atul Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How Jeev Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami served his Gurudev Rupa Goswami? If there was no Rupa Goswami here in this world, if Raghunath Das Goswami is not in this here in this world, this is a mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We could not have here. Anyone could not know that what is love and affection to Krishna, God, Supreme Personality of God. He saw all the ways to have, how we can, very in simple way, easily we can please Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is me. Given in Anya Abhilashita Sunyam Jnana Karma Adi Anabhritam Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Vittama. I will explain it tomorrow. Very interesting thing and very easy thing to know all these things, and then by knowing this we'll actually have pleasure of life also, peace of mind in this world, and after that eternally will be happy by serving Supreme Personality of God. Gaur Premanand. Oh, that Krishna Prema has come? Where, where? You should come at once. Give her, give her. We'll do Arshan after Arti. Anyone should be ready. After this, anyone, devotee should be ready for Arti. Oh, Paramahansa Prabhu has come? Where he is? He should come here to prepare for Arti. We should chant all very well. In same tune.
Krishna, 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 Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare